Dame Lillard wants out at Portland. We're going to talk what's the best team for Damian Lillard besides Miami, as Portland is looking for the best deal. We're also going to talk in the dog days of summer. There's going to be some big dog fights this summer. Boxing has some key fights in the heavyweight and the middleweight divisions. We're also going to get into Mark Zuckerberg just unveiled a brand new app that may change social media. Are you on Threads? We're also going to get into ESPN just had a major shakeup as a lot of their key personalities has got the axe. We're going to talk about that and more from the past week of the sports world and beyond right here on the Keep It 1 Million Show.
Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time.
Okay, we're back to Keep 1 Million Show. I'm Dwayne.
Sean P.
And we're live here.
Yes, sir.
July 6, 2023. Happy belated 4th.
Yes.
You know, you guys still celebrate the 4th. Some people don't. Some people still do. I don't know if you do.
Celebrate the 4th.
And you got children.
Yeah, I got kids. We go to the fire because I go to fireworks for the kids. And I go over people's houses. My homeboy, he was grilling. So we do that. It's more, for me, it's more of a get together and everything.
Right.
You know, the kids, they love the fireworks. We was out in Buckeye. Saw the fireworks.
It's like, yeah, more for the kids, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Just like every other holiday. So,
yeah. Happy 4th. Belated 4th, everybody.
Yes, sir.
And, well, this past, you know, summer, NBA free agency has been crazy. You know, a lot of players with new teams. No, matter of fact, most players have stayed. Got the bag. They stayed on their, respective teams. Notably, Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
What they say, some others
run it back.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. The biggest one right now is Damian Lillard. He had just requested a trade this past week, and so everyone's kind of figuring out, you know, where can he go? He said he wants to go to Miami. How is that going to work out and everything? His representative has mentioned or told other teams that possibly would want to trade for him that if they trade for him, they're going to get an angry player, which is, you know, kind of saying that, you know, obviously he doesn't want to be on that team. I've heard that other, you know, representatives have talked about this, about their players when, you know, coming out of the draft, tell the player not to draft that, you know, certain said player. But in this case, how do you feel about, you know, Damian Lillard wants to be traded. He's still under contract. And he's, you know, forcing his way out. He wants to just go to one team, Miami. Do you think he has any leverage?
He has the loyalty leverage where he's loyal to them for a great amount of years. But I don't see any other leverage because the thing is, all right, I get why he wants to go to Miami. He wants to play with Bam and he wants to play with Jimmy. And it's Miami. I mean, you can't beat that. But Portland has been said by Wojo and Windhorse and Rebecca Stromer on ESPN. They talked about this. They said that people are saying that Miami doesn't have the assets really to get it done. So, man, then for them to say, "Oh, you want to have a mad player?" Like, dude, like be a professional. They trying to get you to a contender. And I heard that Jason Tatum is Jason Tatum has been in Dame's ear a little bit. Which, being a Sixer fan, I don't want to see it. Well, Miami's on the East Coast, but we, I, you know, well,
the Sixers are another team that maybe
But he's not on. Yeah, that's on the list. Now, do I think that could work him, Dame Lillard, and B? Oh God, yeah. You know, but he really wants to play in Miami. He really wants that. So,
right. And the thing is, you know, these teams that they're talking about, not just Miami, would be the Celtics, 76ers. There is a story I just seen saying that if it wasn't for the Chris Paul trade, he may have been traded to Golden State.
Man.
There's Minnesota Timberwolves. There's the Spurs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that may want to trade. The thing about it is Portland wants a lot for Damian Lillard.
As they should.
Right for them. So, if you remember the Kevin Durant trade, Brooklyn got a haul for Kevin Durant. A bunch of draft picks. Right now, I just seen a tweet from Wojciechowski that's stating that the Suns and another team just traded a bunch of draft picks because that's the, you know, all the draft picks that they sent to Brooklyn for Kevin Durant, they just traded with another team to get some of those draft picks back. So I think it was with the I'll look it up later, but the thing is, for Portland though, draft picks aren't enough. They need a star player to play day one, you know, come this upcoming season. And Tyler Herro and Duncan Robinson is not enough. Bam Adebayo is off limits. And then with the 76ers, they're saying Tyrese Maxey is off limits.
Yeah.
I mean, with the Packers like James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, a bunch of draft picks, that could have been right there. You know, he could have been traded yesterday to the 76ers. When Brian Windhorst is talking about, it may be a five-team trade, you know, because of all what Portland wants and what everybody would want and would want to get back. I mean, this is a very complicated situation because of who Damian Lillard is and the fact that he's in the middle of a four-year contract. So I'm not sure how it's going to work, but the question, you know, who is the best team besides Miami is the best fit for Damian Lillard. Let's say, you know, he gets traded and he turns around and is like, oh, okay, I like this team. I may want to stay. I mean, what will be that best team for him?
You know what? If he went, I hate to say it, if he went to Boston, man, that'd be killer, man. Because he would be an instant starter at the point guard and they would have to trade Jaylen Brown. In a multi-team trade, or send them to Portland, so that would be crazy to see that the instant, like that would be an instant championship caliber team. Philly would be a good fit if they traded Harden and got Dame Lillard there. That means Dame Lillard would play the point, and then they have Maxey at the two. And Maxey, he can play two guard, so that'd be a good fit there. And of course, he'd be a good fit in Boston. So I mean, in Miami, but Boston would just be ugly, ugly in a good way. I mean, you're just like, oh my god, that'd be crazy,
right? And they just got
Kristaps Porzingis.
The thing is, they would have to trade, you know, Jaylen Brown, a bunch of draft picks.
Yeah,
they just traded away Grant Williams to Dallas.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, that was just yesterday. They traded him to Dallas for, you know, draft picks or whatnot. Yeah, matter of fact, speaking of that trade, the Suns and Memphis Grizzlies had swapped a bunch of draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Phoenix gets the 20th pick of next year's draft. Memphis goes down to the 25th pick.
Okay.
So, and then a bunch of future draft picks. So, you know, for them to recoup on the draft picks that was lost. Mm. I see Boston being a great team. But I would think another great team, and me and a friend of mine talked about this, be honest with you, would be Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
That's a very, very dark horse team because, you know, that's not a destination place, you know, a team that people wants to go to, but their you know, championship, that's a championship caliber roster.
Yeah.
And they have a major asset that Portland would want in Chris Middleton.
Oh, you know, it'd be Chris Middleton?
Chris Middleton being the centerpiece of that trade. You're bringing in for Portland a wing because you have a bunch of point guards that they have. You know, they have Scoop. They have two other point guards, young point guards. They will need a wing. You know what I'm saying? So this is the reason why the trade is here to begin with, because they drafted another point guard, and you know, Dame was like, well, I'm not trying to stay for a rehaul. I'm not trying to rebuild. I'm not trying to teach these younger players. I want to win now. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, I think a dark horse team would be Milwaukee.
I've been hearing another dark horse team, which was New Orleans. I've been hearing rumors about that. They would have to probably they would probably give up Brandon Ingram. And that, but could you possibly see Dame Lillard teaming back up with McCullough and Zion? That'd be pretty wicked too. But that was a real dark horse thing I saw online.
Well, yeah, the New Orleans possible trade, I think that's a better, I would say a more viable trade than, say, the Milwaukee Bucks, because you have someone young like Zion Williamson, mm-hmm. and a team in Portland that wants to get younger but needs a young centerpiece, right?
Yeah.
To keep the butts in the seats. So you have that as, you know, Zion Williamson. Chris Middleton is not an electrifying player. He's a great player. You know, he's one of the top wings right now, mm-hmm. in basketball. He's injury prone, but he's not Zion, right?
Oh yeah, man, Zion.
You know,
I just saw a clip of Charles Barkley on Instagram, and Zion is a taller Charles Barkley dude. Like, that's how Barkley was. And he's more athletic than Barkley, but that type of power. That raw power and could have a nice little jump shot. Yeah, he's
right. And the thing is, you know, yeah, Zion has some personal issues, but in this day and age, you know, they don't want to deal with those type of issues. So that could be something New Orleans needs to look into. But with Portland want to go so big, they might, let's say New Orleans tries to talk to them, they're gonna want to say something like, we want Brandon Ingram. And you know, Brandon Ingram is going to be out of the question. That's their franchise player. That's the player that actually got them to the playoffs. He's their top player right now. And I think they're going to make it so difficult for Dame. And this may take all the way to maybe late August or maybe right before the next season. So I'm going to come right back.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more free agency. There's some trades that happened in the past few days. We're going to recap that and get into some boxing as well. So keep it locked right here. It's the Keep 1 Million Show.
...9 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20...
Okay, we're back. Keep 1 Million Show. I'm Dwayne.
Sean P.
Okay, and like I said, we're talking NBA free agency, which is coming on the tail end of it. This is the last day of free agency.
Okay.
And like I said, Grant Williams, he did get traded to the Dallas Mavericks. He got traded to the Dallas Mavericks for, I think, some draft picks, if I'm not mistaken. It was a bunch of rookie max deals as LaMelo Ball gets a max deal.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Dylan Brooks who got a max deal.
All right.
A lot of players from the 2020 draft actually got paid. They got paid really good.
Yeah. I knew LaMelo was going to get his money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What you know, transaction or free agency thing that you looked at was interesting?
Pretty much everything seemed standard. You know, I did think that I thought that Los Angeles, the Lakers would go after Brooke Lopez a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. I mean, and he got the money from Milwaukee, which I get it because all Milwaukee was doing was running it back. So with that, with the two guys from Denver, one was over Bruce Brown.
Yeah, he goes to Indianapolis.
Yeah, he went to Indianapolis. That kind of surprised me a little bit. I would have thought he would have stayed and just ran it back with Denver, but you know, go get your money. He already got the ring, so. Go get your money. That's all I can really say. Nothing really like surprised me. It was just like, oh, okay, he did that. Oh, okay, I get that move. I get it.
Yeah. DeJounte Murray with the Hawks gets a 4-year, $112 million extension. Yeah. The Bruce Brown situation was kind of interesting because, you know, he had, you know, a good series,
mm-hmm.
but $20 million a year, I mean, that's kind of shocking, you know. The Pacers really overpaid.
Yeah.
They overpaid.
yep.
They really did. And trying to find some other trades and things of free agency was going on.
Oh, you know what? Kyrie Irving, that did kind of
he got a big contract.
He got a big contract, but I thought he would go a little harder in free agency. I guess he saw that nobody was really checking for him.
Right.
Nobody was there.
The Lakers did, but I don't think they couldn't pay him enough as Dallas could.
Yeah.
So, and then the moves the Lakers made, which are really pretty good moves. You know, they got some solid young talent to add to Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura. Mm-hmm. I think they got rid of Dennis Schroeder. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they added some more players. They got rid of Mo Bamba.
Yeah,
you know, he left. And
did they sign D'Lo?
Yeah, they re-signed. They re-signed everybody. Added a couple more players.
Okay.
And I don't think it was enough. They couldn't bring in Kyrie Irving as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just mean in general, like nobody, like him or James Harden. Nobody was really checking for them. Nobody was like. Everybody was pretty much, and I know Harden, he opted in. So it just surprised me because Kyrie still got some game in him, but it just shows you where the market was, and I'm curious to see how it's going to work with him and Luka, with a full season. Curious to that.
Right. And the thing is, going to the James Harden situation, he opted in.
Mm-hmm.
To think that they're gonna trade him, do you think they're gonna trade?
No, I think it's gonna be a Sixer next season. And if they trade him, it'd be during like the trade deadline or something. But
I believe that they, he's going to be a Sixer next season. And I mean, he had a good regular season. I mean, he led the league in assists, averaged 20 points a game. I believe if he didn't average 10 assists, it was dang near that. Right. So that's pretty much averaging a double-double. I mean, yeah. He had a really good season. It was just, you know, stuff with him was always the postseason.
How bad is Obama? He agrees the one-year deal with the Sixers.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a backup, you know, center. He's going to be a backup. And the thing is, hey, you know, talk about the Sixers. Would this be enough, you know, for them to try to run it back, to try to get past the second round or the first round?
No, second round. Getting past the second round with them. Mo Bamba, he's a guy that's going on, you know, can relieve Joel and be of some minutes and stuff like that. He's that guy. He's gonna be that guy. And you know, they picked up Pat Bev as well. Pat Bev's not the Pat Bev from 5, 6, 7 years ago, but he still can play. He still can D up and stuff like that. He can still give you some quality minutes. So I don't know. They still missing something. They can get them to the conference finals and possibly the NBA finals.
Right. And the Knicks, they traded away Obi Toppin for a couple of second round draft picks to Indiana.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And they actually picked up his brother in the draft. So, you know, it's kind of strange that happens. but he wasn't getting any minutes. If anybody knows, Coach Thibodeau, you know, he's the type, he's rather, you know, coach older, more established players and give them all the minutes. And younger players aren't really good with Thibodeau, you know. in contrast, Emmanuel Quigley is probably the only young player that actually has gotten minutes and more than 20 minutes a game because of how great he is as a young player. But hopefully Obi Toppin shines out there in Indy with the team they have, you know, maybe. I don't know. You know, they have kind of a good wing situation over there with Halliburton and Miles Turner and those guys. So, yeah, maybe. We'll see what happens. I'm not sure if they come out as a playoff-bound team, but
yeah, we'll see.
You know. And I think I did talk about this about the NBA World Cup. Team USA, they unveiled their team for this year's World Cup, which is in the Philippines in August.
Okay.
And it's Tyrese Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
I got the whole roster right here. I'm just pulling it up here. Yeah, Anthony Edwards, Brandon Ingram, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Mikal Bridges, Jared Jackson Jr., Paolo Banchero, Austin Reeves, Josh Hart, Cam Johnson, Walker Kessler, and Bobby Portis. You know.
Okay.
Think that'd be a good enough team for them to win the gold? Mm-hmm. It was third place last World Cup. Now they are Olympic gold medalists in the Olympics, which that's a totally different team. Mm-hmm. So come next year in Paris 2024, yeah, it's going to be a totally different team.
Yeah, it's going to be a different team. The world championship, so we'll see. That's a solid team. I wouldn't be surprised if they place like second or third with that squad.
Yeah, young defensive team. You know, so we'll see how that works.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you, I like international, basketball, so
yeah,
I'm definitely gonna watch that.
Yeah, I like it too. Different style of play.
Right. I'm just looking at something. Yeah, with the signing with 3-year, $126 million for Kyrie Irving. He goes to Dallas. Chris Middleton signs a 3-year, $102 million deal with the Bucks. Kyle Kuzma signed a 4-year, $102 million deal with the Wizards. Caris LeVert signs a 2-year, $32 million deal with the Cavs. Jeremy Grant, 5-year, $160 million deal with the Blazers. Bruce Brown, like I said, a 2-year, $45 million deal with the Pacers. DeAndre Jordan returns to the Nuggets. Teron Prince, he signs with the Lakers from the Wolves. Kobe White signed a 3-year, $33 million deal with the Bulls. And also, Fred VanVleet signed a massive $160 million deal with Houston. I see what Houston's trying to do. It looks kind of interesting what they're doing. I mean, do you think they can even make some kind of moves?
They possibly can. I do like signing the VanVleet, even though I'm not going to lie to you. I wanted Philly to get up on that, you know, but they wasn't trying to break that kind of bread, you know. So I like it that it's going to be his team. It's going to be VanVleet's team. I'm curious to see what he does with it.
Right. Yeah, very, very, very interesting with Houston. I'm trying to look at their roster right now and see the signings they have. Yeah, because they did pick up someone else. I think it was Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks is a 4-year, $80 million deal.
Yeah, 4-year, $80 million.
I think they overpaid for him. VanVleet, a 3-year, $130 million deal. Okay. So, yeah, I'm not sure about that Dylan Brooks deal. He's a good defensive player. As far as $20 million a year, I'm not sure.
Hey, the Golden State signed Draymond?
Yes, they did sign 4 years, $100 million deal.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and the Grizzlies re-signed Desmond Baines for that max deal, 5 years, over $200 million.
Ooh.
And also, Derrick Rose goes back to Memphis. He signs a 2-year deal with the Grizzlies as well. Remember, he played for University of Memphis. One season, took them to
the national championship.
Couldn't
hit their foul shots.
Right, they lost to Michigan State. Matter of fact,
they lost to Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah, Mario Chalmers was on that team.
Right, exactly. Yep. So, and he's gonna actually have the number 23 back from his college days. Hopefully, this is that whole, you know, I go back, not going back home, you know, to Chicago, but going back home where it all started. From college, and maybe this is his last year to retire. I think it's time for him to retire.
We'll see.
Could he possibly be a Hall of Famer? No. You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, no. Injuries really, you know.
There's a couple of guys in the Basketball Hall of Fame now. They got in there that I don't think should be in there. So,
yeah, there is. You know, the player I was really shocked. And people debate this for me forever. Tracy McGrady.
No, I don't debate you on that. I'm just like, like, you know, I'm like, okay. How's it going?
That's something I couldn't believe. I say Tracy McGrady got in.
Yeah. I remember Jalen Rose talking about that because he saw some people that was up for it. Like when he came up for the Hall of Fame, because he still is eligible. He said he saw Kurt Heinrich cause all these off people in.
Wow.
And he said, man, if Kurt Heinrich get in, come on. Jalen Rose had a solid career. He had a solid career.
Not Hall of Fame,
but yeah, solid career. So you know, it's just a few people. Some people argue with me when I say. I had somebody arguing against me when I said Reggie Miller should be in the Hall of Fame. They told me that he shouldn't. I was like, Reggie was cold, man. He was cold.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's another discussion.
Yeah, but Derrick Rose, no. It could have been. Like, if he didn't get injured, if he was on that trajectory where he was going after that MVP season, it could have been something special.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know.
Oh, my goodness, man.
But I want to get into this next story, which is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Vegas, you know, you have the NBA Summer League in Vegas. And
yes,
the biggest star, the biggest player right now is Frenchman Victor Wembanyama. So, yeah. You know, this is from TMZ and ESPN and sorts. Well, he was at a dinner and someone wanted to congratulate him and tried to tap him on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And his security team smacked this woman clear across the face. As I say, you know, back the F up, right?
Oh, it was in the face. I thought they slapped back their hands on her face.
And this person so happened to be Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Who has a residency, you know, in Vegas.
In Vegas, yes.
And she did make a statement, you know, saying that she didn't get an apology. You know, she was just trying to tap him on the shoulder. Wembanyama and his people said that she tried to grab him, like you know, grab him, but he didn't know who it was, and security kind of just, you know, there's actually videotape of it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's in Vegas, so. But I think if the video shows that security did too much, Victor's gonna have to fire some people in his team because they need to know who is around and who is who.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it's no reason to turn around and slap a woman, especially a woman. Britney Spears is not that tall, so like she's not a real big woman. I'm not saying that a big tall woman deserves to get hit. I'm not saying that either. but she was no threat, and I need to see the video. I just read the story, and I'm like, yo, why would you turn around and just want to slap backhand a woman? I mean, come on, man. Just
right.
You're supposed to de-escalate, not escalate.
Not even that.
De-escalate.
It's Britney Spears. Yeah. You could turn around and see who that is. Like, oh, yeah, that's. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Britney Spears. You want to take a picture with
this
7'7" guy, or you know what I mean?
It's
like
Britney Spears, man. I'm like,
if you don't know, if your security team does not know who Britney Spears is, they deserve to be fired. You're in Vegas. You're going to be around so many celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. He's right now, at this moment, the biggest star in basketball.
Yeah, at this moment, yes, he is. Yeah.
And I'm saying that because the summer league's playing, a bunch of rookies are playing right now, second year, third year players.
Yeah.
So, right at this moment, he is the biggest basketball star. And that's why he has a security team and everything like that. But as a security team, you got to be smarter than that, right?
Yeah, you think so. You know, and I know some people gonna try to comment out there saying, well, when was the last time Britney Spears was real big? And they said, man, no, but you still know who Britney Spears is. Come on now.
Exactly. So, well, with that being said, we gotta come back with more Keep Winning Show. Coming show, I'm Dwayne.
Sean Big.
And if y'all seen on YouTube and Instagram, that was
the man for Breeze right there.
Yeah,
the myth, the man, the legend.
That was Mr. Yaga photobombing. I don't know if it's called photobombing, video bombing.
Yeah.
You know, appreciate him. Watch his show on Saturdays.
Dope show. Love it.
The Yaga Movement Radio Cast. Mm-hmm. And, hold on. Yeah, going back real quick. Before we get into the next topic, is that And I'm seeing this thing is going like huge right now with the Wembanyama and
The Britney.
And Britney Spears thing. And it's pretty big right now. The thing is, like I said, if you don't know who Britney Spears is, do the security has to have some kind of flashcards of celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Like, to know who's who. Like, you know what I mean? You got a whole new generation out here, you know, and they may not know who certain people are. So
that is
when Miami's 19 years old.
That is,
I don't know if he knows who Britney Spears is.
Yeah.
But your security detail need to know who Britney Spears is.
Yeah.
Right? You got a whole new generation. I mean, you're gonna have to have some tests. You're in Vegas or you're in Miami or you're in, you know, these places where there's gonna be a concentration of celebrities, especially at the stadium, down low, you know, in the front row, on the floor, and be honest with you, in San Antonio, there's celebrities there. In San Antonio, or a big time Spurs fan.
Yeah, you get some,
You know, I think one Eva Longoria. You know, there's certain, you know, certain other fans, celebrities.
She's still a Spurs fan?
I think so. I just thought about that. Okay. So maybe she still is. I'm not sure if she's from the area or from Texas, but I don't. She might have been.
Okay, don't.
She might have been. I mean, if anybody knows, she was married to Tony Parker.
Yeah, he bought a castle.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, hey, y'all younger generation, y'all need to get up on who these Gen X celebrities and Boomer celebrities and know who that is. Be us smacking
Jack Nicholas.
right, exactly. Punch Jack Nicholson in the face because he's in your space. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on. That's one of the greatest actors of all time. That's The Shining. What are you doing?
Did you just hit the Joker?
Right. What's The Shining? What is that? Right? It's like, no.
Oh, he's the Joker? I thought that was Heath Ledger.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, y'all need to get up on y'all celebrity, y'all old-timey movies in the 1900s. You know what I'm saying? So, but I want to say this next subject we're gonna talk about is a very I want to say touchy subject, but it's a messed up issue because you don't want to see people getting fired.
Nah,
and
believe it or not, even people I don't like seeing them get fired.
ESPN had a this past week had a huge layoffs.
Yeah, layoffs.
And not just of like behind the scenes people or people you don't know. Yeah. These are major layoffs of actual people we know, we've seen before, we like, we watched on TV for years and years. Jalen Rose is one. Jeff Van Gundy. LaFonso Ellis, Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Susie Colbert.
Yeah.
There's a lot of others around. There's around 20.
Todd McShay,
right.
I mean, man, I said Todd McShay? That's the college football dude. That's the NFL draft dude.
Yes.
I was like, man.
And that was all to cut salary.
It was about money. It's about budget.
Right. And everything, yeah. The thing is, they just made a big deal with Pat McAfee. You guys don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, an ex-football player with the
Indianapolis Colts.
He was a punter.
He was a punter, yeah.
And he ended up in the sports media space. Got big online. ESPN had picked him up, was on the college football thing, and they didn't know what to do with him. He was kind of loud, boisterous, you know, spewing profanities and whatnot. And, you know, that's a button-up, family-friendly. So they let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes back to YouTube and just destroys the algorithm. I mean, As soon as he comes on, he's at 30,000 views live every time their show is on. So
he's killing it.
This past year, they bring him back, and not just, you know, a regular deal. It's like a football salary, 5 years, $85 million. It's like, whoa, is that more than Stephen A. Smith?
No, it's not more than Stephen A. But it's a lot of money.
Right, and then you see, there was other firings and layoffs before this, in earlier this year.
Yep.
And from what I was researching and talking, you know, watching people talk about it, you know, it had to do with fiscal. They had to get to under a certain amount of number before the third quarter, and you know, all this, you know, financial jargon stuff. But they get rid of not just the big name personalities, but the big money personalities. Mm-hmm. These guys are making, you know, $8 to $10 million a year. They've been there for 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
Susie Colbert's been there for almost 30.
Yeah.
She's been, you know, for, you know, following the NFL, you know, reporting the NFL. And it's kind of sad because, you know, these are people that if you're an NFL ESPN fan, you grew up watching for forever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it was like the old Sports Center, the old ESPN is not around. Like the Stu Scotts,
rest in peace,
and the Boomers and all that.
Exactly,
that it's no longer like that. They transitioned. I remember back when people first started blogging, and Spurs started vlogging, you know, doing stuff on YouTube. People like it that worked at ESPN, a lot of journalists looked down on that. But then it started picking up,
right,
and they started seeing how much money these guys were making, and young ladies, independently, and ESPN.
And I have a question. Is this, and I haven't heard anybody ask this question, is this ESPN waving the white flag saying the new sports media has won? Because the thing is, you have the Draymond Greens of the world. Mm-hmm. You have, you know, the Robert Littles, who actually kind of in the beginning of this, you know, new sports media.
You got all the smoke and stuff like that.
Right. You know, mm-hmm. and they're getting independent deals. Showtime with this and that.
Yeah.
Making big money. Yes. Is this them trying to be pivoting, or is this them saying, hey, you guys won? We're gonna have to really change everything about, you know, about what we do.
You could say it's that, because ESPN is still a brand. It's still a huge brand. So you could say that, but it's changing with the time. It's like, okay, we're starting to see. Think about it. The people I listen to on YouTube and I subscribe to, like this one guy named Flimlo Rap. You know, he just does like. And he does a lot of short bites. That's what a lot of people do. They do these short bites, and you can get your information from a 60-second bite.
Right.
So ESPN's starting to catch on to that. Not that ESPN's going to do that the whole day.
Right.
But they start to see, like, hey, these podcasts are working.
Right. And another thing is, especially with Pat McAfee, he has Aaron Rodgers in his pocket. And now since Aaron Rodgers is in New York, the biggest market, media market in the nation. They have to pivot to get him on ESPN somehow, because he's professed and said, I'm not messing with ESPN no more, after they let go of Kenny Mayne. That was his guy. That's the person he only was being interviewed by.
Oh, I forgot about Kenny Mayne.
Kenny Mayne is gone. Another guy who just retired, but I guess he was going to get laid off. The guy that's on the late night Sports Center.
Talking about Van Pelt?
Not Van Pelt. He's still there. There's another guy who's like from he's like from Seattle or Washington or something.
Okay.
He's on the West Coast Sports Center. Well, I forget his name, but he ended up retired. Neil Everett, that's his name.
Oh, Neil Everett, yeah.
Neil Everett. He retired. But I think he was gonna get laid off, but he retired first.
Yeah, collect the pension. Mm-hmm.
And then you also have Cameron and Mace. They have that sports show. It is what it is.
It is
hilarious, and it's picking up steam Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith was on there.
Was
yeah.
on the show.
I saw that one.
Mm-hmm. You know, and they have a their co-host. Their woman is very talented, and she has a
she has
media credentials. Yeah, she has an awards and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're really in that space. And when you see things like that, picking up steam on YouTube and on other platforms, and big companies giving them shine, and that has ESPN looking like, okay, we're going to have to pivot somehow, but to break up some of the things they did break up, especially Van Gundy breaking up that trio with him and Mark Jackson and Mike Green. I hate that.
I didn't like that. Know, that was a great trio.
That sucked. That really sucks because... Yeah, you put in they're gonna put in Doris Burke in there. Those three are gonna cover the NBA Finals and whatnot. But those three were special. I think they're in the media Hall of Fame or whatnot, like Mike and Mike and all that. But for them to just pick and choose who to make, I would say it's gotta be like going against the cap. You know what I mean? You gotta get under a certain amount of dollars.
And ESPN's also looking at it like not just with sports podcasts. It's just looking at podcasts in general, looking at who blew up. Like I could just rattle off some that blew up. Like you got Drink Champs. You got $1 million worth of game. You got Joe Button. I mean, these guys made a lane for themselves. With this, Charlemagne and all the other, they made a lane for themselves. And ESPN's like, we can, like you said, pivot. The Pivot podcast, the I Am Athlete.
Yeah, and they had some people over there was on ESPN, and they left ESPN to do their own thing,
Oh, right, Ryan Clark left.
Right. I don't think he left, per se, but it's like he's not on there as much.
He's not, I do know that,
So it seems to me like, And another problem with ESPN, they don't do the digital space well. Mm. The radio is going under.
Oh yeah,
podcasting's not that great. I don't know what they're trying to do, but
if you know the ones
find
that
out before September,
if you know the ones that do a podcast, they do it on their own. Stephen A. Smith does his on his own.
Right,
Ryan Clark doing it on his own.
Right, exactly.
I just looked at Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, another podcast, and Stephen
That's
A. was on.
Huge.
Stephen A. was on that, and he was talking about how it's his podcast. He runs it how he wants to run it.
He
and
doesn't want to be tied down to something.
I actually
like
his podcast better.
Right,
because you could tell this is authentically him.
Right,
so I like it better.
My last question is now with the Jalen Roses and the Max Kellermans of the world that now, looking for other opportunities.
Yeah, free agents.
Do you think they go that route as far as going to YouTube? Going because Jalen Rose, he has other things going on. Mm-hmm. So
he has a podcast.
He's an ex NBA player, so his pockets ain't going to hurt. None of these guys' pockets are hurting. I'm going to be out of house and home in a few months. No. But do you think Jalen Rose can pivot to maybe jump on another podcast, get his own? Max Kellerman with boxing. Did he go back to HBO? Maybe he's on HBO before.
I can see Max Kellerman going back to boxing and doing like a boxing podcast like Sean Porter does. I can see him doing that and going back to HBO. Or Showtime, wherever he wants to go, because he's one of the best boxing analysts out there. I can see that.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose does have a podcast called Renaissance Man. He was
like actually, with the New York Post or New York Times.
Yeah, and he actually was doing that type of stuff some years ago.
Well, he was on TNT.
Yeah, when he's like, he's doing like little video, like YouTube videos. That's how he was doing.
Right.
So
he was on
he'll
TNT doing the correspondence back in the day. I mean, he's been in the space for at least 20 years, almost 20 years after his NBA career.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
I think Jeff Van Gundy, he may go to TNT.
Yeah, he may do that.
Or somewhere else, maybe CBS. I mean, Fox Sports may pick up some of these people as they did with other ESPN analysts, And like I said, we have the Monday Night Football crew that they brought over from Fox.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman, and they gave him a whole ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
You got Stephen A. Smith with all the money they gave him. Mike Greenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Now Pat McAfee. Yeah, they had to get under a certain amount of money, and it sucks that the people that they let go is some of the people that we know for over 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully they get back on their feet, and we're going to see what happens, you know, with sports media in the next few months.
The next few months.
I'm going to talk about something also sports media related, because Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless is no more on the Undisputed, and Skip Bayless is having some issues. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour. We're going to talk more, you know, sports. We're going to also talk some social media. If anybody knows about the new Threads app, we're going to get into that and a lot more. So keep a lock right here. And keep 1 million show. Show, I'm Dwayne.
Show, I'm Pete.
And it is July 6th, 2023. Hope everybody had a good 4th of July week.
Sure, it's the 6th.
Extended. It is the 6th.
Big Thursday, though, right?
Yeah. It's you know, all that.
It's the 7th, right?
Holidays extended and everything like that. So, since the 4th of July was on a Tuesday, you know, everybody. Hopefully y'all didn't have to.
That calendar is wrong. We got the calendar wrong. That's July 2022.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
And, right, it's the 6th, 2023. And, we were just talking about ESPN, you know, letting go of some of their
talent,
you know, big name talent. Like I said, that radio show, that morning show with Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, that's old.
Yep, Keyshawn got let go too.
It was crazy. I was trying to listen in the morning. I'm like, wait a minute, they let him go that quickly? Like, it's a totally different show. It's some totally different people. well, anyway, I remember after the NBA Finals, Shannon Sharp left Undisputed, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he has his own show, Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
And something that's very huge in sports media world is Skip Bayless said he's going to take a 2-month hiatus because he's struggling to replace Shannon Sharp. Quote, Shannon's exit moved way faster than expected. So they have no choice but to go on hiatus. Source had told some people, FOS, which is a page on Twitter that, you know, goes deep into sports media. Skip has never done anything like this during his years at FS1 or ESPN. Not being on air, all these NBA moves is killing him. Source added, this was so dumb. It had the best partnership. There, you know, three stars in the morning, Skip, Stephen A., Shannon, and Fox had two of them. That was true. I mean, the thing is, maybe it was a money situation, maybe it was a pride situation, maybe it was both, but Shannon Sharp is way more valuable than he was, I think back in 2016.
When he started? Yeah.
You know, and with what we watched on that show in the past 6 months, I understand wholeheartedly why he left that show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they didn't try to keep him, because they were on pace to beat First Take day in, day out. You know, I was watching them way more than First Take, so.
Yeah, I was watching them. I probably watched them more than First Take, but the ratings show different. The ratings said that First Take has been number one for 11 years. Nobody said it's actually.
Yeah, they've been number one.
So,
Now, did what you had just said in there, like, if people don't know what it was, I believe it was that blow up they had about the whole Tom Brady thing. I mean, you know, Skip totally disrespected Shannon on TV. I mean, he made it seem like he was a bum. He was like, yo, he said, I'm in the freaking Hall of Fame. And then Skip was like, so what? I was like, so what?
Right.
So what? I'm like, oh, man.
Huge, huge disrespect. I think you can't get past that without throwing hands. And he's not going to
do that. Oh, no,
they're not
going to
do that. Of course not. It's too much money to be made, and they're growing men, and, you know.
Yeah, nobody wants to, I always say, nobody wants to see, you know, 50-year-old men fighting little 60-year-old something, man.
But I don't know how old Skip Bayless is.
Yeah, like you said, it's too much money, man. Y'all make way too much money for that. If you ain't a professional fighter, you shouldn't be fighting. You're making that much money. Come on now.
But with that being said, I think Shannon couldn't stay.
Nah.
Because people were looking at him sideways. You know, with all the takes he was saying and all the times he was agreeing with Skip and having to bite his tongue and swallow his pride. A lot of people looking at him sideways. So for him to leave, he had to keep his respect intact. So I think a lot of bigger things going to happen for Shannon Sharp. But Skip Bayless, on the other hand, a two-month hiatus is like a lifetime in this industry. If I don't hear Skip Bayless for months on end, I'm going to forget about him. And I'm in this industry, but as a normal fan, you're going to jump to somewhere else, to someone else, you know, Colin Cowherd or someone else, or even, you know, back and forth on ESPN and Fox, or on, like we talked about, YouTube and the people on YouTube. Can Skip even survive this?
Oh, yeah, he can survive it. He can survive it, especially if they get a good co-host. Honestly, they talk about a lot of the co-hosts that he can get. They said Shady, they said Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. They said Shady. I said, none of them. I said, you know what it should be? Joy Taylor.
Yeah.
Joy Taylor.
She'd eat him for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Joy Taylor.
They were saying that Lil Wayne was going to be a bigger part of the show, since, you know, he has the theme song, and they're like really good friends. But
I don't want to see Lil Wayne and Skip talking about debating about sports. I'm good.
Well, the thing is, yeah, it's going to be a love and grief fest. But the thing is, I think he's too busy for that to be just strictly in L.A.
Or Wayne.
Whenever, yeah. So I think he may have said that even out of turn, and Wayne probably was like, "Wait a minute, I'm gonna do what? Like, we can kick it, but I'm gonna be on your show." So when he probably got the stiff arm from Wayne, now he's got to be on hiatus because he ain't got nobody to co-host with, and that is a bigger problem for Skip Bayless, because as you see, Stephen A. Smith, he's on YouTube. And he's actually blowing up by himself on YouTube, even more so than First Take. That says a lot about Skip can't do something show by himself.
Yeah, think about it. Shannon started blowing up too when he had the whole Club Shay Shay thing. I believe he was shouting out Club Shay Shay way before he put it on YouTube. He was like, he had the persona of Unk and this, right, that, and the third, and then he flipped it. It was like, yo, I can flip it, and then it blew up. He was getting guests on there that I believe didn't want to go on there with Skip, you know? So,
right,
so
then, exactly.
I mean, he getting
comes out with his own liquor.
Oh, yeah, his own liquor, yep.
And also, I think what really, really blew his show up, because it was doing good numbers on YouTube, but when he had that interview with Deion Sanders, right after Deion goes to Colorado, and he had a huge interview. He went to Colorado, he went to the stadium. They did a whole how he redid the whole stadium and redid all the facilities and whatnot, and joked with him about his toe and you know, all of that. It literally had millions of views within hours,
yeah,
within hours. And like, this is right after the the whole controversy where people were kind of iffy on Deion, and people were dogging Deion, and he went up there to show him love.
Yeah.
And that, I think that really solidified that Shannon Sharpe can do this on his own without Skip. He has his own audience without Skip. He can make his own money in media without Skip, without Fox. That's bigger than just without Skip, without Fox backing him. And I think that was like the beginning of, I got to step away and do my own thing.
He could almost be like, take that Pat McAfee spot. He could take that Pat McAfee formula and do it.
Right.
You can't. And Pat McAfee was baking bread.
I have a couple people with him.
Yeah.
There's another guy, Rich Eisen, Dan Levitard. They went to DraftKings, have their own thing. Dan Patrick has his own thing.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, these are ex-ESPN guys that blew up way bigger than they were on ESPN on their own platforms and on other platforms such as DraftKings.
And I know she's not your favorite. She's not your favorite, but Jemele Hill, when she cut her deal with Spotify. You know,
well, there's a little issue.
No, it's an issue now. But I'm talking about when she first did.
Right.
An issue now, but
yeah, that's kind of a weird issue, weird thing. I guess she went overboard. You know what I mean? She said some things that Spotify was like, wait, we're not going to do all that. We're not going to pay you $100 million. Or he said something like she should get the deal like Joe Rogan or something like that.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about? That. Like, wait a minute. Pump the brakes.
Spotify didn't give him that deal, though, did they?
His deal is massive.
His deal is massive.
But it may not be $100 million, but it's close.
Oh, no, but he has, like, doesn't he have over a million subscribers on YouTube?
He has way over a million.
Yeah.
I know. He gets millions of views. The short stories is get millions of views.
Yeah.
And they just talk about random, off-the-wall stuff.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with anything. They're just talking. And he gets millions and millions of views. So, back to the sports media aspect of it. I think Shannon Sharpe can do well anywhere he goes. He's found his formula. He's found his niche.
Yeah.
He's found that he can talk about all different types of sports.
Yeah.
You know,
and he can do it. He's a good interviewer. He has over a million subscribers on YouTube.
He's only been doing it by maybe a year or two on YouTube.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Fast. That is fast.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, me personally, I think this is the end for Skip Bayless. If he can't, because September is the new season.
Yeah, it is.
Of media, of television, and whatnot. If they can't get him a good co-host by September, that show's over. If he can't do it by himself, I mean, his YouTube show, I mean, that's non-existent. He has a YouTube show, but it's not.
Oh, he does?
Right, you don't, you didn't even know about it. I've seen him, like, wait, he has his own show?
I knew he had his own podcast.
Smith. Yeah, right. He tried to do the Stephen A. Smith thing. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to listen about the Cowboys. No one wants to listen about Tom Brady. No one wants to listen about the same things over and over and over
or
and
the
over
Spurs.
Again.
He talks about
right,
the Spurs.
Over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now maybe a good thing with Wembanyama situation, but still, it's like, I don't want to listen to that. I need something fresh, something new. And unfortunately, I think he's going to be ESPN adjacent casualty with this whole situation with Shannon Sharpe. You know, we're gonna come right back. We're gonna talk about the new app Threads that just came on the scene a couple days ago, and this is probably the fastest growing app in the history of applications of computers ever. So we're gonna get into that, and we're gonna get into some boxing as there's some big boxing fights coming on this month. So just keep it locked right here. It's the Keep One Show. Getting things together here. So if you don't know, which you should know, there's a new app. There's a few new apps. But this one is, I would say, me personally, I wouldn't call it a game changer, but they're calling it a game changer. Huge game changer in social media space, as Mark Zuckerberg and Meta has launched Threads. And Threads is an app that is linked to your Instagram account. So when you're on Instagram, you can, you know, you download the app and it can literally port all your information, all of your followers and whatnot onto Threads. And, you know, the interface looks just like Twitter. Has some Facebook feel to it. It is mainly, looks mainly like Twitter. A lot of things that Twitter has. And how big is it? It literally is at like around 30 million users in around 24 hours. That is most likely the biggest, that is by far the biggest jump of users, you know, in the history of social media. It was at like 10 million users or subscribers in like 7 hours.
Mm.
You know, I mean, this is gonna make Meta and Mark Zuckerberg a ton of money immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's calling this a win, a quote unquote knockout blow to Twitter, mainly because of the things Twitter has been doing, limiting users, you know, posts, you know, limiting how long you're on Twitter for, and having a lot of data issues, and a lot of people complaining about the extremeness of Twitter. But if you haven't been on Twitter in say, you know, longer than 5 years, actually this is tame, because years and years ago when it first came out, I think it came out in 2007, same time as Facebook, but in around 2010, 2012, 2013, Twitter was, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, there's a whole lot going on Twitter back then. This is really tame now. It's gone real political. It's all social media has been politicized heavily. I'm not sure if you know about Threads, but what do you think about that?
It's a competition. It's just competition. And it just adds more fuel to the fire of Zuckerberg and Elon Musk wanting to fight and stuff like that. So,
exactly.
So, you know, this social media thing is going crazy. And I didn't even hear about Threads. You told me about it before the show. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
When you broke it down, I was like,
it was actually number one on Twitter when it came out. And a lot of people were talking crap about it. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's bad, maybe it's good. I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't know. I'm used to Twitter right now.
I mean, Twitter, I remember back in the day when Twitter was the Wild Wild West, baby. You could say anything you wanted to say. And then they started policing you. Through Facebook, used to be like that too.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, like I said, it's kind of tame now. People are kind of just going against Elon Musk for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't see what it is. He doesn't pay my bills.
Yeah.
For me personally, so I don't even care.
I never thought he was that bad.
Right. His talking points, he's a very conservative person and whatnot. I guess a right winger, if you want to say. That means nothing to me. But when it comes to this Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk, that's something to me. That's very interesting to me. If they really fight, because you know what? Zuckerberg is a fighter.
Yeah,
he's a fighter. He does jiu-jitsu and UFC style fights, and has won some fights.
Yeah, and he's actually tall. He kind of tall, like 6 foot.
Yeah, it's about six.
And it's, I think
foot.
Elon Musk only like about five six.
Yeah, he's like a lot taller than Elon Musk, and a lot younger than Elon Musk. Yeah. There is a Italian official that had put out that if they do fight, they can fight at the Colosseum. The Coliseum, like, wow. And I posted, well, whoever wins should buy the Coliseum. like that should be the the winner. Or no. Whoever loses should have to buy the Coliseum for the winner. You know what I mean? If Elon wins, Zuck has to buy the Coliseum and put it in the name of Twitter. You know, vice versa. That was just me saying that.
That's crazy.
But the thing is, this is just really them going at each other.
Yeah.
I think the Threads thing is gonna cool down because every new app gets hot and then it cools down after a while.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
But my question is also, if you're going crazy about this new Meta app, what about all the black apps that came out in the past year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
And the new app that just came out, Spill, where everybody was talking about that, you know, in the past week or so. There's another app called Blackem, B-L-K-E-M. And these are all social media sites run, operated, owned by black people, African-Americans, black Americans, whatever you want to call us. There's another one called Fanbase, which is similar to Instagram. Should we migrate to those apps if you want to versus Threads?
Well, you know,
or is everybody going to, you know, migrate to where everyone else migrates to, which is Threads?
I'm not one to tell people to do their life, how spending money, how spending time, or anything like that. I just know I do like to support black, and I have done it with, it was one years ago. It was called, I think it was called Black Spot or something like that. Was years ago. And I got on that and was doing my thing, and then it phased out.
Right.
It fizzled out.
Right,
so,
the money, the data, the space, and all that, we don't have enough, the capital. So, you know, that's always an issue when it comes to black business, period. So, I think we need to support
those businesses
as well.
Support.
Yeah, get on Threads and whatnot, but also get on these
black-owned
apps as well.
Yeah,
so,
y'all.
I just seen right now, Montrezl Harrell agreed to a one-year deal to return to the 76ers.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there's that. You know, free agency is still going on. And what do you think about what's going on with the Damian Lillard situation? That, like, we talked about it, him only wanted to go to Miami. Do you think that's a good idea, or do you think he needs to probably kind of maybe broaden his horizons to maybe facilitate a trade easier, so maybe if he does, he can, you know, maybe end up in Miami, but say, hey, well, maybe this other team or that other team as well, so they could do a like multi-team deal.
Yeah, you know, like Shaheen, aka the Rugged Child, said, this goes on and on. We'll see. The whole thing about this is the only team I want to go to. That's, you kind of put your team in a bond. He's been the Blazers in a bond, and it's almost to the point where, like you said earlier, it might have to be like a 5-year, excuse me, not 5-year, five team trade for Portland to be able to get the assets back and for him to be able to go to Miami.
Next we're going to get into some boxing where I just seen today a couple of heavyweight fights is going to be in August.
Okay, the big boy is getting
on. Joshua is actually going to be fighting in August.
Okay, who are you fighting?
He's going to actually fight a rematch against White.
Okay.
Dylan White in London, August 12th. Now, if Joshua wins this fight, that sets up a mega fight between him and Deontay Wilder, which would be in, I think, sometime in December or next year, 2024, in Saudi Arabia. That's a fight that was, you know, they've been talking about this for years. And, you know, a lot of other fights been up in the air and fell through. But this is supposed to happen. Wilder versus Joshua. This Joshua White fight is supposed to be a tune-up fight for him. Mm-hmm. And then also Usyk, who actually beat Joshua to become the undisputed heavyweight champion. He's going to fight Daniel Dubois August 26th.
Okay.
That's going to be in Poland. Usyk being, you know, from Ukraine. So he's going to have that fight defending the undisputed heavyweight championship. You know, and like I said, also we have, you know, the biggest fight of the year coming up July 29th.
Mm-hmm.
With Crawford
Spence.
Crawford Spence. Do you think we're going to get some bigger heavyweight fights besides these two in August? Or are we going to see any more big fights in 2024?
The heavyweight fight I'm looking forward to, the one I wanted to see, the Anthony Joshua and Wilder. I look forward to that because I believe that Joshua is the better boxer, but I believe that, but I also believe that Wilder can catch Joshua. So we look at a good style fight right there. I'd rather see that in the heavyweight division than anything else. I don't know if Tyson Fury retired or not. I haven't seen him do anything in a while.
Well, Tyson Fury was supposed to have a couple of fights going on. Remember, the Joshua fight was supposed to happen and it fell through. You know, a couple other fights fell through for whatever reason. And I would say he wants to fight, you know, but I think it has to be the right fight. You know, he said he's retired, but then he wants to come back and fight.
Go ahead. They totally blew it with Joshua Fury because they could have made so much money on that. They had that in London and have it around the coronation of King Charles.
Yeah.
They could have built that. I mean,
the coronation is this month. So.
That would have been crazy.
Right. The thing is also, I think down the road, if everything lines up the way it should, Joshua Wilder. If Joshua beats Wilder, fights Usyk again, beats Usyk, it has to be Joshua and Fury. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years down the road, because that's like 2-3 fights ahead. Without rematch clauses, right?
And those are two tough fights for Joshua. Wilder and Usyk, because you just said he lost to Usyk.
Lost to Usyk twice, so maybe that fight may not happen. But and then, you know, Wilder has lost to Fury.
Yes, he did. Yeah, they're not going to do that again. Fury already beat him twice. He's not going to do that.
Right, so it is a difficult situation, because here's the thing, what could happen as well, Wilder and Joshua fight. Wilder beats Joshua, then go fights Usyk, knocks out Usyk. Now he's once again the undisputed champion. Are we going to see another Wilder Fury fight, or is that just it? Wilder's the undisputed champion. That could happen as well, because if it lines up, Joshua wins this fight. Joshua and Wilder fights. I mean, that's a
possibility.
Right.
It's a possibility.
It's a very interesting possibility, because really, the top of the heavyweight division is only these guys. That's really it. I mean,
that is it.
You know,
this ain't the 70s, man. We had a They say the 60s and the 70s, we had a plethora of
or the 90s.
Yeah, or the 90s.
Had a lot of great heavyweights in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So, before we get to the break, you know, this Crawford Spence fight. I mean, I think you said you got Crawford.
I got Crawford late stoppage. I do, but however, I wouldn't be surprised because Errol Spence is a naturally bigger fighter. I wouldn't be surprised if Errol Spence Jr. Got this in a split decision or unanimous decision. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. I'm gonna go with Spence.
Okay.
But a unanimous decision. I might change my mind. I'm not sure. But
yeah. It's a tough fight. Go back. Tough fight.
Yeah. It's July 29th. In Las Vegas, I think it's a ESPN fight pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
You know, and 2 pound-for-pound best winner, you know, undisputed champion, pound-for-pound champion. I mean, this is for all the marbles, the fight of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely been watching that fight. So, with these heavyweight fights and with this fight coming up, we may be looking at a great year of boxing. Also, when it comes to, you know, Alvarez fighting later on this year in September, you know, and there's most likely going to be some other fights as far as, you know, those winter fights in November and December. So I will say this, watch out. And keep your eyes and ears glued because there's going to be some great fights, some great knockouts, some crazy controversies in boxing. And with that being said, we're going to come right back with more Keep 1 Million Show. This is Keep 1 Million Show. I'm Dwayne.
Sean Pitt.
And it's not our anniversary. But, Karen Richardson is back in the news.
Oh yeah?
What's up? USA Championships, Track Championships is going on. And she ran a world leading time of 10.71 in the women's 100 meters.
Okay.
Also, it's her personal best.
Sure, but I thought she
went
at 10.6 at one point. Okay.
It's saying right here, she was on NBC Track and Field Analyst. Joe Bolton said on USA Today Sports that 10.71 she just ran as a personal best. Looks like if the win cooperates Friday, she could run a 10.5.
Ooh,
Brittany Brown came in second with 10.96. Tamira Clark rounded out with 11.2. It's on NBC Sports Twitter page. If you guys want to watch that, that was the semifinals and the finals of the 100 meters are set for Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I always said if she got her head right and kept it on the game, the track game. Oh, right. She's a beast.
She's
man.
The top qualifier coming in the U.S. Championships.
Yeah, she's a monster.
You know, so this, she wins, you know, she's guaranteed a spot in the 2024 Olympics. Like, they cannot take that away from her like they did in the last Olympics.
Oh, yeah, she got popped for
marijuana.
For marijuana.
And what I couldn't stand about that was the fact that you had some athletes over there in Tokyo promoting CBD and marijuana while she had to stay home because of, you know, the ban she had, you know. I think she does have her head on straight.
Oh yeah, she does.
I think she's more focused than ever.
More focused.
And I think right now, it's her time to shine. You know, next year is going to be the Olympics in
Paris.
In Paris, France.
Yes. Next year is the Olympics, and I believe later on this year is the World Championship. I think it's in August.
Yeah,
the
Basketball World Championship. Talked about that. You know, they're going to be in the Philippines. I talked about the team, the roster of the basketball team. Not sure about the men's track team. We can probably talk about that next week.
Yeah.
Leading up to the championship.
Yeah. Everybody's getting ready for the track and field world championship in August. Noah Lyles is blowing them out the water. So we'll see. We'll talk about it next week.
Right. For the fourth time, Kobe Bryant is going to be on the cover of NBA 2K.
Yeah.
Which is the new NBA 2K24, which that is Kobe Bryant's, one of his numbers.
Yep, 24.
There are going to be two different versions, a Black Mamba edition and a Kobe Bryant edition.
Okay.
Every year they have two different editions, with, you know, the second one being, you know, having extra things and, you know, a lot of that. So a lot of, you know, that's going to sell out because still so many Kobe fans.
Oh, yeah.
And whatnot. And one last thing. Still looking, you know. I'll bring this up. Now, you guys know about Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan, dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, right?
Yes, I heard about it.
Well, TMZ found Michael Jordan and asked him while he was jumping into his SUV.
Oh, Lord.
And asked him, what do you think about, you know, the relationship? Do you approve of it?
Mm-hmm.
And he screamed no. Well, that's all he said and got into the SUV.
You got to listen, this is Michael Jeffrey Jordan talking about the greatest of all time, greatest basketball player of all time, billionaire. He's known to be cantankerous. And TMZ is not the most, to him, it's probably beneath him to talk to them. To him. Like, he's like, I'm not talking to y'all. Like, so that's probably why he answered like he did.
Well, the thing is, and it's kind of, I kind of look at it a little bit differently because Scottie Pippen's been going after Jordan ever since the documentary came out.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's been saying all kinds of wild stuff. Now, he could have went really in and went under the bus and said he loved the relationship.
Yeah, he could have.
Right? And that could have been a real dig into Scottie Pippen, but he said he didn't like the relationship. You know, he's older now. People forget he comes from an older generation, and an older generation, it's man code. It's something
you don't talk about another man's.
Not just that, but dealing with another man's ex-wife and whatnot. If people don't know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. If you know, you know. And I think he doesn't approve on that standpoint.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Jordan and Pippen are older men, and they deal with different rules that was rules and unwritten rules back in the day. And I think he has to go with his morals in that sense.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I'm just saying, what I was saying is like he doesn't appreciate, he probably, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth because I don't know the man, but he probably doesn't appreciate them walking up on him like that. Like, they ask him questions about another man's personal life, and that's not cool. I was always brought up, you don't bring up a man's personal life and what goes on with him and his woman and stuff like that. You don't do that. You just don't. I mean, we saw what happened with Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher.
Right.
You don't. Mm-hmm. That's something you don't deal with.
Exactly.
And it's funny because no other player said that they talk bad about Matt Barnes doing what he did. They just like,
right.
it's certain things you don't do. You just don't do it. This new generation, they don't care, man. It's like, and honestly, I think it's pretty, because I usually don't have an issue with TMZ. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But I asked MJ that question like that, That just was corny, lame. Nah, man. Ask him what he think about LeBron or something like that. Not what he think about what another man doing. What all that? Nah.
Mm-hmm. Well, another TMZ type of situation I'm just reading right now. Now there is this big, huge white party everyone's talking about. Then it happens, Michael Rubin, who was, he used to own the 76ers.
Yeah.
He sold the team for a lot of money. And there's like a who's who at this party. There's video of it. Well, remember months ago, I think we talked about Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian knowing each other, neighbors, I think either in Vegas or in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she had spoke to Tom Brady, I guess, trying to borrow a cup of sugar, quote, you know, wink, wink, right? And everyone on the internet was like, oh my God, no, don't do it, Tom, don't do it, Tom. So exactly. So now they're saying people saw them spotted at this white party hosted by Ruben. That they were dancing, flirting with each other, and getting close, but hey,
Tim knows where that money at.
Right, both parties are like, we're not talking about, you know, at, you know, they're both divorced and whatnot.
Yeah, both single. Yeah.
Thing is, people always been talking about Kim would never date someone again as you know, high profile as Kanye West.
Tom Brady's right there. He's high profile.
Kanye West may not be a billionaire, but he's damn near close all the businesses and whatnot.
I don't think Kanye's a billionaire anymore, but
numbers, you know, man, how that goes. He was, he wasn't, he may be, he may not be.
Yeah.
You never know the true numbers with everything went on with him, but with Tom Brady being single and everything, his business ventures, he's on his way up. You know, if stocks were Tom Brady, Kanye West stocks is down, Tom Brady stocks is up, and
yeah,
Kim Kardashian looking like she's about to buy some stock.
Yeah, the thing is, like,
you know what I mean?
Tom Brady is high profile, but Tom Brady is not as audacious as Kanye West. He doesn't run his mouth as much. He's not out there, hey, look at me. You know, he's a pretty laid back dude. So, I mean, we'll see. I would tell Tom Brady to audible. Audible out.
I don't think he wants that.
Nah, he don't want that.
And what I'm saying is, he's such a private guy. When he was with Tampa Bay, that was the only time we've ever seen him out of that New England shell, that New England bubble, that whole secrecy and stuff. When he came out and he's on podcasts, he's on, you know, doing interviews, documentaries about, you know, the old days in New England. And he's, you know, telling people all this stuff behind the scenes. You're like, wow, where did this come from? Now that's one level. The Kardashians are a totally different level. That's reality TV. That's not just scripted, but you're on camera every single day. I mean, granted, he's been on camera all the time, but to that level, I don't think I don't think he's not just ready for that. I don't think he wants that at all. I mean, there's a rumor that he may not join Fox.
Oh.
He may not pick up that contract.
Okay.
That's still up in the air.
Oh.
And, you know, he did just go in and invest in the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, he's a, you know, minority owner in that. You know, he's also a minority owner in another, I think, if not the Aces, but the hockey team. He's willing and dealing right now. He has his own TV12 line. He has a lot of ventures. He has a lot of things going on. So the Kardashian thing, I don't think is a good idea. I mean, you know, you want to do what you want to do, but as far as, you know, a relationship and being out and about like that with her, no, nah, you don't do that.
Nah, bro, nope.
Because remember, once is a...
I can't go for that.
What they say, once is a... You know, once is one thing, twice is a coincidence, three times is a trend.
Yeah.
Now, if they see you guys together again somewhere else, oh, there's going to be major talk.
Yeah, I was told that same thing a little bit different. It said, once is a mistake, twice is a trend,
right.
Third time is a problem.
Yeah. It's
a problem.
There you go. So,
you know, like I just said, like, Hall & Oates, I can't go for that. No can do. Just let it go, man. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, we're definitely going to keep our eyes on that. And Tom Brady, don't do it.
Reconsider.
Right.
Let her show on the subject. You sure?
Right.
Bump it.
And one last thing going back to the ESPN layoffs, and just want to say, hopefully, all those people that were laid off get on, you know, I want to say get back on their feet, but get, you know, other opportunities, you know, in other forms of media, maybe their own thing. I would think someone like Max Kellerman, Jalen Rose, you know, can get their own thing started. You know, Susie Colbert, she probably is, you know, about retired. Jeff Van Gundy, he's probably going to end up probably on TNT or CBS somewhere. But, you know, those other ones, you know, that's not as big as them, hopefully they get a spot somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hopefully that all works out. With the Damian Lillard situation.
Yeah.
That may come to a fruition in the next days, or if not weeks, and see if there's any trade. Maybe, like I said, 4-team trade, 5-team trade, something, but I don't think he's going to. I don't think Portland's going to just give him up, you know, lightly. It's going to be they're going to be kicking and screaming to want something in return.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts? Sean?
Well, Dame Lillard.
Oh, anything.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady. You can do better, man. just
right.
Just go on, man. Leave that alone.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, leave that alone.
Well, with that being said, I'm Dwayne.
Sean Bay.
And we'll see you guys next week. We'll definitely get into NFL, get into boxing, get into everything in the week of, and a lot more. So keep it locked right here. Thanks everybody on YouTube and on Instagram. Please follow, like, share. KRDP, listen to number 2, KRDP.com. And with that being said, we're out.